Yeah, I've been in the hobby for quite a while. I like you, I started in CB many years ago, back in the 70s. I'm going to tell you my age, but then all of a sudden, I had an 8-band radio. I don't know if you're familiar with the 8-band radios, but the 8-band radios was sort of like listen to the Police, but it's before the scanners came out, and you tune in the Detroit Police, and you tune in all the other local police and this and that before they went to scanners and stuff like that. So I was turning the knob on one end of the police band, which around what was it? The police band around end of the 174 part of the band, 174 dot whatever. And I started listening to ham, didn't know what it was, but I was listening to some guys talking, and they had all this voice code and everything. And I overheard when one guy says, are you going to the swap? And, I listened, and I said, well, let me go up there, because it was at Hazel Park. I said, let me go up there and see what it's all about. I told my friends, and then that's how we discovered ham radio. So my friends, they were easily got their license real quick, because they had those, most of them is in the music, and they had those musical ears, so they could get that Morse code quick. Well, it took me a while to get it when they had no code. So that's where I'm at. And I got my license in 92, but my friends, they had their license